WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Just sad music.
Just killing boners this morning, man. 7:40, good morning, it's Brock and Hunter.
How you doing?
So, what's the cheapest thing or behavior you've done to save extra money? 925-WIRX, 925-9479, comment on Facebook. You're not as cheap, I don't think, as I am.
Yeah.
I try and pinch pennies. I do not buy name brand. So from a behavior that I have is always off brand. Mm-hmm. I'm buying the Great Value, I'm buying the Meijer brand, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because you can get the exact same thing. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't believe me, look sometime at, like, you want to get something, right? And you have this, the name brand and the generic brand. Look at the ingredients. Look at the exactly the same.
They're exactly the same. They basically make it after the real brand.
Yeah. But you can save a buck. So I always do that. And, oh, it tastes different. No, it's exactly the same. I don't want to hear it.
Brock's got great value all over his house.
All over my house. Paper plates. Well, the drink mixers I get.
Yeah.
You know, why pay a dollar more for Mio when it's literally the same thing when I can buy the Great Value brand? Yeah. So I do that. I just think that's smart. Yeah, I don't know if that's cheap.
You're a smart man.
That's just thrifty.
Until you have kids and then your kids have friends over. They're like, oh, my man, you always got like the Great Value stuff.
This soda can just says purple on it. It just says purple. Yeah, it's grape soda.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying for name brand grapes.
Buck up, kid. Eat your food.
Drink it. Drink it. It all goes the same way anyways. So I have that. And then I think another thing I do, behavior-wise, is I wear, all my dad's old clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Why do I need to buy a jacket when dad's got one that he... The jacket right here? Dad's jacket.
You know, basically, dad's style is coming back around.
I love it. I love it. I'm not going to go buy a jacket when I don't need to. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. That's just be every. Use clothes.
Smart buyer, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So I like to do that and save money where I can.
Yeah.
And I think the cheapest thing I've ever done, I'm going to say this, the cheapest thing is I used dishwashing soap as body soap for probably a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Right. I'm not sure if that's good for the skin.
Here's the thing, is that body soap, I was a broke radio DJ living in Springfield, Missouri.
Washing himself with dish soap.
You could buy the big old things of dish soap.
Yeah.
So I just used that.
Oh my God.
I just used that. And then when I needed to do dishes, right.
I think it's harder to wipe up. I think there's like a grease.
It was antibacterial, so I was getting all the dirty stuff off of me.
Oh, you were breaking the grease.
And to be honest, too, some of the women I was sleeping with at that point, I needed the antibacterial. I really did. To be honest, I think I was doing myself a favor.
Right. Hey, lady, that was a great late. I'm going to go take a shower.
Right. You disgust me, and I disgust myself. I need some degreaser all over.
I am going to go wash myself with Dawn. I'll be right back.
It's safe for animals. It's good for me. Right. So that's me. I mean, do you have a cheap thing that you've done?
You know, I was trying to think of the last like cheap thing I did, and really the only thing I could come up with was sneaking booze into an NFL game. You know, I'm like, dude, I'm not paying $9 a beer.
That's sorry. That's just smart.
You know?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you how to do it, too?
Actually, give everyone the tip. Because hey, if you're going to any kind of a sporting event or someplace where you need to sneak booze in.
Here's what you do. You go to the store, right? And you go find yourself a nice fifth.
A fifth?
Because you're not going to be the only one drinking. Yep. I found that out.
Yeah, you need plenty of booze.
Because when you bust it out in the stadium, there's like six people around you who see it.
Oh!
And you're like, oh, nice.
Can I get a little nip of that?
So make sure you get yourself a fifth. Make sure you get yourself a fifth without a metal cap.
Yeah.
Because you can't have the metal cap.
That'll go off.
Because they do wand you.
Which, by the way, too, this is another thing. You don't need name brand booze, all right? Crystal Palace Vodka, plastic top, will get you to the same place as that metal top Grey Goose.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So you got your plastic top fifth, right?
That's right.
So you get to the game, you're walking in. Where am I going to put this? This is kind of thick.
Yeah.
You know, they might pat me down.
By the way, that's what she said.
Nice. So what you do, you wear yourself a hoodie, right?
Yes.
And you put it in your hoodie.
Perfect.
And then you put your starter jacket on over your hoodie.
Yeah.
You're golden.
Golden. Yep. What are they going to say?
And honestly, you can put two fists in there if you really
want.
You can
get it in there. Yeah. And if they say, what's that lump on your back? How dare you?
Right. He just kind of got to walk with a limp.
I have a hunchback.
Master.
Yes,
master. Like Quasimodo.
Here it comes. Right. Yeah.
You might look like Quasimodo going to the game, but
you're
going to
be hammered drunk.
You're going to be hammered drunk having a good time.
And then when you walk out, you don't have that hump anymore. Big. Yeah. The game cured me. I'm cured.
I'm 6 inches taller.
It's a miracle. All right, more cheapness when we come back.
107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
Boy.
Being cheap this morning.
Yeah, you cheap son of a bitch.
You cheap son of a bitch. What is the cheapest thing or behavior you've done to save extra money? Let's see. Elijah said, never carry cash on me and leave my card in the car if I know I'll be tempted to buy something. That's smart. I do the 24-hour rule. I learned this from my dad, and it took a lot longer than I wish it would have. But if there's something like I really want, I'm like, oh, God, I'll be in a store, and I'll look at it. Or a Kiki will be with me. I'm like, all right, let's 24-hour rule. And that saved me a lot of money.
I thought that was going the direction that my cousins use. Is when you don't bring your wallet, and when it comes time to pay, oh.
Oh, no. Can you get this? I'll get you back.
Oh, man. Like, dude, it's like the 10th time you've done this. It's you know, at least remember who you're doing it to.
You bastard.
Oh, I forgot my wallet.
Again.
My wallet.
Oh, no. Oh.
Should we go get it? Hey, if you get it this time.
I'll get you next time.
I got you.
Get you next time. Lee said, bulk case of ravioli. I mean, no one wants to admit they ate 9 cans of ravioli.
So good.
My buddy Zach, he's speaking my language. 30-pack of Red Dog, $10.99. That's 37 cents a beer.
Man. Dude, they're like selling 100 packs now.
Well, they got that, the Natty.
The Natty
is like a 77-packer. Yeah. But I think there are 100 packs or something.
Yeah, I think they just released 100 packs somewhere.
Hayden shakes the gas pump post to assure he gets every drop.
Oh, God, man.
That's my gas. That's my gas. David lived for a year in a camper at a 21 and over swinger nudist camp. Aside from being cheap living, it had its perks.
Let's just read that one more time.
He lived in a camper. At a 21 and over swingers nudist camp.
Swingers nudist camp. Where?
I don't know where that is, but I want to know.
You just got a camper, too.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kiki.
Hey, Kiki.
We're going camping this weekend.
So I sold the house.
All right.
Got a new place.
What should we pack? Nothing.
It's going to be a little cold this next couple months, but you'll be all right. Celeste, she reuses containers as if they were Tupperware. That's just classic.
Yeah.
That's just classic.
Yeah.
Got that old country crock. Butter Tupperware that is just your Tupperware?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Tupperware's not cheap, man. It's baffling how expensive that is. And all that other stuff is the same.
It's amazing how many pieces of Tupperware my wife and my mom have.
We consolidated ours. We have much fewer now, which is nice. Because, I mean, we had so many. And you lose the lids, just throw it out.
Yeah, well, where do the lids go?
They're just gone.
Where do they go?
I don't know.
Dude, you can never find a matching lid for anything.
No.
Whether it's like a water bottle drink, you know, thing or a Tupperware.
Lids are like socks. You end up having like half of the lids that you started with.
What the hell?
It's ridiculous. Timothy, I like his. He said, my wife bought her wedding ring for 35 cents.
See, that's what's up.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. No, I need a $10,000 ring.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a small ring.
If you really love me, you know, good for you. 35 cents, a little much.
Yeah, you a little overboard. Easy, Rockefeller. Good God. Rockefeller was a rich man.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I was hoping for a better laugh from you on that punchline. Oh, moron. Let's see. Aldi Wine. Peggy gets Aldi Wine. They've actually done studies. They had like wine connoisseurs taste cheap wine and expensive wine. Mm-hmm. And they told everyone that the cheap wine was a super nice wine. And like, oh, I love it. This is great. Then they told them, you know what? You're full of it. That's cheap wine.
That's cheap wine.
Wine is wine.
And then they felt like a terrible person.
Yeah, wine is wine.
You know, if you're tasting wine and buying $100, you know, get off your high horse, would you?
Here's a fun little thing you do. And I got this off of the Chive. If you see someone like sniffing wine, take your glass and hold it up to your ear. They'll be like, whoa, what is that? Like, I just want to hear what the wine is doing.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
It's a grape juice.
It gets you drunk.
Gets you drunk.
It's old grape juice.
Drink it, would you? Quit smelling it.
Here, we're going to take a quick break after James. James says, my wife reuses baggies. He throws them away when he finds them. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You got to reuse them bags, man.
What kind of bags?
Plastic bags.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just smart. Just smart. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More when we come back on Being Cheap. Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah.
It is 8:03 this morning. We're talking about being cheap. I love it, man. This is a fun topic for me because I've taken pride now in being thrifty. I don't call it cheap anymore.
You cheap bastard. You know, I know what you're doing when you go to Burger King or the fast food restaurants and you order a water and you go fill it up with Coke.
I don't steal, sir.
I know what you're doing.
I actually couldn't do that. Being as cheap as I am, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
I think I did that.
That happened the other day. I ordered some food, and they gave me the wrong order, and the order I got was a much larger order than what I ordered.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry, this isn't my order. Here you go. Take it back. It must have been for the car behind me. I could have taken it. I could have made out like a bandit. Seriously, that was like enough food for like five people.
Yeah, but then you get home, you open it up, and it's something you just really don't want.
I can power through it.
Yeah, right.
But since I'm a good man,
this
unlike
expensive
you,
meal tastes so good.
No, it tastes like shame and lying. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the cheapest thing or behavior you've done to save a few bucks, to pinch some pennies, if you will? WIRX, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's up?
I'm on my early morning run up to Grand Rapids for my train the trainer stuff. And
boom!
You guys talking about cheapness.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, be careful about that buying in bulk, because you know what happens?
What's that?
It turns you into a hoarder.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? I'll gladly accept my hoarder status. I got the room. I got the room.
Yeah, well, when we see you on A&E, we'll know what happened.
Yeah, right. I'll make sure to let everyone know to look for me this weekend on A&E's Hoarders.
There you go. Hey, you guys, have a good one.
You too, man.
You too, man.
Bye.
Does it make me a hoarder now that I have 6 toothbrushes?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it does.
Getting a good start. Nice early start on my hoarding.
One toothbrush, a tooth.
That's right. I only have 6 teeth.
Hey.
Stop smoking all that meth. Let's take another phone call. What have you done? What thing or behavior do you have that is cheap? WIRX, hello.
Taking phone calls on being cheap?
Yeah.
When we go to Meijer's Day at groceries, I like double bag, triple bag stuff because I reuse the bags to scoop the litter box.
You know what? That's just smart. I love it. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye.
Dude, that's hilarious, man.
Keep in the extra bags,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude, I do the exact same thing.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah. Except I use them on my wife.
Oh, Jesus. For God's sake.
He's going to kill me.
107 WI.